Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3413 BN. Today's date is July 28th, 2024, and the title of the episode is D-Party Infighting World War III. This time, next year, the flames of liberty will be burning bright. Let's talk about our health. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods and it is far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix a problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain the hidden potential toxin. So you can find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. Or click the link in the description because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they are not in control. If they were in control, they wouldn't be doing any of this. They wouldn't be removing Biden. They wouldn't be fighting within themselves. They would basically continue along until we reach the elections, and they would then cheat in the elections. They would win, and they would keep their control. This is how you know they are not in control, and they are struggling. Think about what they had to do in the last couple of days. They had to remove Biden, threaten the 25th Amendment, and show the world that this is the candidate that you want, even though the people of this country voted for Biden in the Democratic primaries. That is not control. That is desperation. They are panicking. They are afraid because you don't do these things if you're in control. Do you see Trump doing this? Do you see Trump panicking like this? Do you see that? No. What did Trump do? He took control of the Republican Party. What did Trump do? He got the people to see the truth. The people now are flocking to him. One side, you see full control. The other side, you see panic. You see fear. And as time goes on, the fear is going to take over, which means these people are going to do stupid things. And what do I mean by stupid things? They're going to release the chaos on this country. They are going to push war like we've never seen before. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they know this. They know that this is what they're going to do. But I do believe we're already starting to see evidence that they're probably going to remove Biden with the 25th Amendment because, once again, it was put out there that Obama threatened Biden with the 25th Amendment. Now the 25th Amendment is out there. Think about it. If we're approaching war and Biden is in office and he is the resident, this is a national security problem. They can push this to remove Biden in the end. And really think about the other thing that we've heard with Obama. He didn't want Kamala. Now, is that true? Well, if you go back to the very beginning, he actually wanted Kamala as the president. That was his pick. Why? She's DEI, very easy to control. She'll do whatever he says. Now, as we approach the presidential election, does he really want Kamala or does he really want someone else? I do believe the path to who he really wants is through Kamala. And from the very beginning, he knew if he could place Kamala in that position as running for the president, he would be able to use her and then bring in the person that he wants. And we'll have to see if that all plays out because, again, we're heading down this path where we're approaching war. Actually, Trump just met with Netanyahu, and he actually let everyone know, yes, we're approaching World War III. And I do believe as this all accelerates and this picks up, we're going to see massive changes. and we're going to see things that people probably couldn't even believe that they would see something like this. And remember, August is typically a very, very hot month. Congress goes home, the deep state likes to play, and this is when they push their false flag events. So I do believe as we move forward, most likely with a national security threat, they will be making moves to get rid of Biden. I do believe Obama never really wanted Kamala because he knows that Biden and Kamala, they don't have the popularity. They can't get the votes. They can't get enough people voting for them so they can produce the ballot to cheat. Now, again, this is their plan. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're trying to steer them in this direction. And actually, if they're moving away from this, I think Trump tries to push them back into what he wants them to do in using information. I'm not saying he has someone in there saying, hey, by the way, you got to do this. I do believe he uses information to push these people in a certain direction because he wants to show the people the truth. He wants to show the people who the conductor is behind all this. And I do believe this is why we see all this happening. And I do believe once the people see, once the people understand who the real enemies of this country really are, it's going to make it a lot easier for the people to vote for Trump, especially the D's. Remember, he cannot do this with half the country. This is the counterinsurgency. He is countering Obama's insurgency that he set up when he came into office. And Trump, he's using the counterinsurgency, which is the military and the people together, to go against this. And I do believe once he has the side of the D's mostly on his side, and I do believe this is going to be done through the scare event, because when we're approaching war, when the country's attacked, when people think we're going to be entering nuclear war and their brothers, sisters, mothers, cousin, they're going to be drafted into the war, this is when people really wake up. And once that happens, the D party, they are trapped in all this. It doesn't matter who they brought in. I mean, it would be great if they kept Kamala, because Trump, he would have a field day with Kamala. But if they bring someone else in who's much more popular, this won't even matter at this point. Plus, if they do bring in Michelle Obama, which I do believe they're going to push very, very hard, I do believe there's a lot of information on the Obamas that is going to be brought out into the public realm, just like we've seen with Biden. If they were in control, you would not see this information out there. You would not know about the shell companies. You wouldn't know that he was dealing with Hunter Biden. They were accepting money from foreign governments. The only reason you know this is because they are not in control. And I do believe the same thing is going to happen with Obama. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this in cyber attacks, but let's first talk about what's happening with the Olympics. Because the Olympics is a complete and utter disaster. And you can see the deep state players, they are definitely pushing their agenda. Nick Sorter put this out and said, the Olympic Committee is desperately trying to scrub these images from the internet and even had my account locked this morning. Don't let them memory hole their blasphemy. So basically, they took all the drag queens and they made the Last Supper. And it's like they're making fun of Jesus and they're making fun of Christianity. And this was the whole performance. It was drag queens. And you could see they're exposing who they really are. They're exposing their agenda. So why interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? Now, once again, they're getting a lot of backlash. And what's happening is they're using censorship to take down these videos because they realize the world now is rejecting this and people are talking about it. So what are they doing? They're using the IOC and they're actually giving people strikes saying, hey, you used copyrighted material. You're not allowed to use this and we have to take this down. So Mark Randenza put this out and said, if you got one of those takedown strikes from the IOC, send me a DM. The IOC may have violated 17 USC 512F. RT pleads to increase probability we can find someone who wants to take on the IOC censorship. And this is what they're trying to do, but through fair use policy, you can use these images to show and report on certain things. But again, they don't want the people to see this because the people are rejecting this. And the more the people see it, the more they reject it. So what are they doing? Well, it looks like the Olympics, they're removing their own opening ceremony videos that features drag queens and they're removing it from YouTube because this is spreading around like wildfire. and they're panicking and they're trying to control the situation, and they cannot control the situation. And when you look at the Olympics back in 2014 compared to today, it is very, very different. And people can see the difference in the Olympics and where they're trying to push us. And it goes back to infiltration from within. They're trying to remake this entire world. And they're using these people to try to remake this world. But the majority of the people, they're not taking it. The majority of the people, they're pushing back. And they're exposing everything that they're trying to do. And this is why they're panicking, because, again, they're not controlling the narrative. They haven't been in control for a very long time. So when everyone sees this, people now are seeing the truth of the matter. And they're seeing, look, these are pedophiles, they're groomers, and this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to normalize everything. But again, when you look at empires like Rome, this is pretty much what you see. You see, this is what they try to do, and they bring out all the crazies. And the people, they're not accepting it, they're rejecting it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see the fake news. They have failed in trying to convince people that Kamala Harris was not the border czar. But everyone realizes that, yes, she is the border czar. And she was in control of many, many different things. But when you look at the border, you can see it's a complete and utter disaster. The people in the different cities, they realize that these illegals, they're using up their resources. They're committing crimes. They're sleeping on the streets. Everything's very dirty. And it's getting worse and worse every single day. RNC Research put this out and said, in Democrat-run Baltimore, 10% of those charged with child sex offenses are illegal aliens, many of whom are subsequently given light punishments from liberal judges. Now, really think about that. So they're releasing these individuals, and they're saying, okay, it's not that big of a deal. This is how they push their agenda. This is how they get people used to that this is normal. In the beginning, this was a crime. Then we say, you know something, it's not that big of a deal. We're going to let them loose. Soon what they're going to say, it's not a crime at all. This is how they try to convince you that this is normal. Remember, they're trying to normalize all this. And remember, who has been in charge of this? This has been Kamala Harris. Not just her alone, but now she's running for president, so she is in focus. When you look at the deep state, you could see that they've been pushing this agenda across the country. There's many, many different levels of the deep state. The lower level is Antifa. That's their foot soldiers with the illegals. You move up from there. You have the local politicians, local prosecutors, attorney generals that they put into place. You move up to the next level. You have the House of Representatives. You move up to the next level. You have senators that they installed to push their laws, to keep pushing their agenda. Above that, you have the agencies that aren't elected. And they push certain policies when they're told to do so. Because again, it's much easier to control unelected people. You could just put them in there. People are not, they have no idea that these people are being put in there. They don't know, you know, where they stand or anything like that. And then above that, you have the installed president that is controlled by the unelected people that hide behind the curtain. So you can see that they've been pushing this, but now Kamala or Obamala, she is now front and center, and people, they're noticing that she's allowing this all to happen. Representative Jim Jordan put this out and said, Edwin Ramos, an illegal alien who was involved in a gang-related assault of a bus passenger and attempted robbery of a pregnant woman. But since these crimes happened in San Francisco, a sanctuary city, the city did not involve federal immigration officials regarding his case, and he wasn't deported. He was set free in 2008. Months later, he killed a father and two sons in a triple murder. The DA at the time supporting those sanctuary city policies was who? Kamala Harris. Absolutely. Now people are seeing the truth. Plus, Kamala Harris, she praised defunding the police movement in June 2020. And there were many, many others who also praised this because, again, those individuals, they are installed to push this agenda. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, Kamala Harris and the mainstream media have spent the week trying to erase Harris's disastrous record as border czar. They have failed. We have the receipts, and we absolutely do. Because again, she was in charge of all this. They even said that she was in charge of the border. And now the people, they're looking at the border, they realize it's a complete disaster. And this is not the only thing that she was in charge of. She was also in charge of the infrastructure bill where people were supposed to get high-speed internet. So Kamala Harris, she failed with the border, and she's failing with getting everyone high-speed internet. The program was launched in 2021 at a cost of $42 billion to American taxpayers. Biden put VP Harris in charge of the effort, and after 985 days under her leadership, not one person has been connected, and zero Americans have benefited from this boondoggle. Brendan Carr, who serves as commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission, shared the abject failure of the Biden-Harris plan, which broadband infrastructure builders have said is wired to fail. So the question is, where did all the money go? Oh, that's right. It was laundered out to all of their installed people to continually push their agenda. And once again, you can see that they don't want to make America great. They don't want to improve the infrastructure. They use this as a talking point, and then they launder the money. This has been going on for a very, very long time. But now people are seeing it. It's like pushed right in front of your face. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, for all those that want to save TikTok in America, vote Trump. Didn't Biden just sign a bill that said he was going to ban TikTok? All the young people now are hearing this, and they're saying, whoa, we don't want TikTok to go away. A lot of the young people have businesses. A lot of people, young people make their money on TikTok. Young people love TikTok. So now you have Biden on one side. Trump kind of trapped him in all of this, because remember, going back in time when Trump was in the White House, he said he would like to ban TikTok. And now Biden went ahead and banned TikTok because most likely they thought this is what the people wanted. But again, Trump, I do believe, used this against him. And now you can see that he's using this to get what? The young people on his side. Just like he said, no tax for tips. He's getting the service industry, which is a lot of young people. He's getting those people on his side. And I do believe more and more people are going to flock to him as we move forward. Just like out in the UK, the British people, they are now gathering in central London for the Unite the Kingdom protest. The people are sick and tired of the installed leaders. The people now are pushing back, and they've had enough. And I do believe this is going to spread across the world, where you're going to see people in Spain, in France, especially in France, the UK, and many other countries. These people are going to be fighting back because, again, these countries, they've been bringing in the illegals. They've been giving the illegals everything that they want. And the country now, the countries around the world, they're falling apart. So I do believe the world is about to change, and it's going to change very, very quickly as we approach war, because that's what's approaching. And when people see the war, they're going to be looking at the Biden administration. What's going on? How are you handling this? And as it gets worse and worse and worse, well, people already have seen that Biden can't function. We're heading into war. It's not calming down. And the situation is just getting worse. So you think the people are going to demand that, hey, maybe we should get rid of the resident? I do believe so. And I do believe this is all part of the D plan to take control of the residency. And I do believe this is Obama, well, specifically Obama, who wants complete and utter control. And I don't think Kamala is going to stay in this position, but we'll have to see how this plays out. But we can see war is definitely building. Trump put this out and said, Russia and Chinese jets are flying over our West Coast. Russian warships are now in Cuba, 70 miles off the coast. What's Kamala going to do? Now, think about it. We have two things happening at the same exact time. We have Biden, who's still the resident. He's supposed to be calling the shots. He's supposed to be controlling the situation. And we have Kamala running for president. So Trump is asking Kamala, as she's running for president, how are you going to calm the situation down? But we know in the background, it's really Obama who's controlling the residency. So the other question is, as this entire maybe Cuban Missile Crisis or an event is approaching, how is Kamala going to handle this? And how's the resident going to handle this? And we're going to see how this all plays out. And I do believe in the end, Kamala, she's going to actually pull the plug on the resident. Because think about what Trump is saying. How is she going to handle this? She's the VP. So if she's the VP and this is approaching, how is she going to handle Biden? Because this will be a national security concern if Biden can't handle this. Think about that for a second. But we also see that many things are happening in the Middle East. Remember, World War III is not just one country. It's multiple countries. And we can see war is now building in the Middle East. The OSINT Defender put this out and said, Hezbollah has reportedly told both U.S. President Joe Biden's advisors on Lebanon and Israel, Amos Hochstein, as well as senior officers with the United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, that any kind of major Israeli retaliation operation will result in a massive response from Hezbollah and other factions, even if it leads to a full-scale war. So right now, we can see out in the Middle East, war is definitely building. And think about what Trump has been doing. He's been meeting with leaders, talking about peace. He had Viktor Orban go around to Zelensky, Putin, Xi, and reported back to Trump at Mar-a-Lago. I do believe he's forming a major, major peace plan with all these individuals. I do believe there are leaders that are working with Trump to bring down the deep state players. And on Friday, Trump met with Netanyahu. And I do believe they discussed a peace plan and also discussed war that is approaching. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel had a terrible and insulting meeting in D.C. with Kamala Harris, who also refused to preside over Congress during his speech, which is an obligation of the VP. Rarely has such a thing happen. Her ineptness will greatly prolong the war and delay the hostage release. The same people that embarrassed us in Afghanistan with their gross incompetence are the ones who are telling Israel not to fight any longer with Hamas. Forget October 7th, they say. Any Jewish person that votes for Kamala or a Democrat should immediately have their head examined. Likewise, Catholics who are being persecuted by this administration should not be voting for radical left Kamala. Vote Trump 2024. Absolutely. And really think about it. When you see this all play out and we're approaching World War III and you look at the Jewish people, are they really going to go with Kamala, who's on the side of terrorists? Or are you going to go with Trump, who's on the side of Israel, on the side of peace? Now, when Trump was having the meeting with Netanyahu, now I want to talk about the things that people are afraid to say out loud. Who is in control of America's nukes? It's not Biden. Meanwhile, we have Russian ships off the coast of Florida and full-blown wars in Ukraine and Israel. The world is at its most unstable point since World War II, except now with nuclear weapons. The stakes are 10 times higher. How do people like you and I stay safe? Every prepper needs to have RadioGuard ASE, the only FDA-approved drug to treat radioactive fallout. Only the feds have it until now. That's why I partnered with 5G Free, the only company in the world that has a supply of RadioGuard ASE and the ability to prescribe it prophylactically. Get their radiation emergency kit with RadioGuard ASE, potassium iodide, Zofran, and Geiger counter. There's simply no other tool in your arsenal to protect against radioactive threat. Go to 5gfree.com/x22 and use x22 to save 10%. I have a radiation kit and so should you. That's 5gfree.com/x22, code x22. He talked about how all of this is going to lead into World War III. And Trump, he said that there is a possibility that World War III will break out if he doesn't win the election. He says, if we win, it'll be very simple. It's all going to work out and very quickly. If he doesn't win, we're going to have World War III, which means as we approach the presidential election, we're going to see war build up. We're going to see events. We're going to see chaos. Yes, I do believe it's going to start out in the Middle East. It's going to start out in Ukraine. I do believe since the treaty for mid-range and long-range missiles has been removed, you're going to see the deep state players move those missiles in, which they're already doing. We have Putin on the other side warning, do not do this, which means if the deep state players do this, Putin's going to do this and most likely move missiles probably to their warships in Cuba, which is what, 70 miles off the coast, and probably move missiles into North Korea, which sets up everything for almost like something like the Cuban Missile Crisis. And we're going to see war really start to build out in the Middle East. And you have to remember, Iran right now, and I'm not talking about the people of Iran. I'm talking about the mullahs. I'm talking about the deep state players, because that's really what it is. It's state-funded terrorism. These individuals, they came into power, and Obama has been funding them. Remember, he sent pallets of cash. When Biden came into office, they continually funded Iran. And it's not funding the people of Iran, it's funding the deep state players. And remember, they want a war. So by using this money, they fund them. Iran has quite a bit of oil. They're a huge threat in this region. Why do you think Trump cut their access to their finances? Iran was poor. They didn't get the money. As soon as Biden came in, he restarted Obama's plan at the time. So I think everyone's starting to realize this, and you can see where this is all headed. And as war approaches, I do believe it's not just going to be talk about war. You're going to see war out in the other countries. But again, when people see this, they're not going to be too scared about that because they've seen skirmishes. They've seen war out in other places. When it hits home, when something happens here, that's when everything changes. And I do believe most likely we'll see an attack. We'll see an event in this country. And Trump, he's letting everyone know, yeah, when I get elected, I can stop the war, but I can also do other things. Think about January 6th. These individuals were put into prison because the deep state, they were sending a message to the people of this country. You go up against us, guess what we're going to do? We're going to take you down. These individuals, they're innocent. It was the deep state that had the insurrection. Remember, the insurrection has to be against a sitting president. Biden was not a sitting president. The election results were not certified. He was not inaugurated. The insurrection was against Trump. The insurrectionists were the FBI, Antifa, the Capitol Police, and many others that they brought in. And Trump, he let everyone know, from the moment I win the election, he says, we will rapidly review the cases of every political prisoner who has been unjustly victimized by the Biden-Harris regime so we can get them out of prison and back to their families where they belong. And he's absolutely right about this. And I do believe he will review every single case and all of these people will be released, even though the Supreme Court already set a ruling. But again, the DOJ, they don't want to let this go. They're trying to fight this every step of the way. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Christopher Wray was out there letting everyone know that Trump might not have been hit by a bullet. Now, think about what Christopher Wray was doing. He was bringing attention to Trump and if Trump was struck by a bullet. Now, think about how this is an information war. Why would Christopher Wray bring that out? Because think about what the news was saying. The news was out there saying, we don't believe it. We think Trump staged this. He really didn't get hit by a bullet. So Christopher Wray, he came out and said, listen, he didn't get hit. It could have been shrapnel. It could have been anything else. Well, that forced the narrative. And now Ronnie Jackson, other doctors, even the FBI, they have now confirmed Trump was struck in the ear by a bullet in an assassination attempt. So all these articles that the fake news were putting out, it's fake news. Basically, that entire narrative was just countered. And think about how this was played. Very, very interesting. And think about the other fake news was out there. They were trying to let everyone know that from sources within the Trump campaign, Trump was no longer going to hold outdoor rallies. The Secret Service was even telling them that their recommendation was not to hold outdoor rallies. Now, once again, this reflects on the Secret Service. This tells everyone that they don't have the ability to protect our presidents. Plus, this is election interference. And I do believe they were trying to scare Trump. Yes, they were trying to kill him. But since they missed, they were hoping that this scared him enough where he wouldn't hold rallies anymore. Well, Trump, number one, he went back to Butler, Pennsylvania, where all this occurred, showing everyone he's not afraid. He doesn't have any type of post-traumatic syndrome or anything like that. Plus, Trump said that he's going to do outdoor rallies. He put this out and said, I will continue to do outdoor rallies. And Secret Service has agreed to substantially step up their operation. They are very capable of doing so. No one can ever be allowed to stop or impede free speech or gathering. And he's absolutely right. And remember, he's showing the people the way. This is a true leader. A true leader, if you'll go back in time, they are the first individual who is leading the charge. Think about wars. Think about George Washington. They get on their horse. They're in front. They're leading the charge. What is Trump doing? He's leading the charge. As he's charging, he's getting shot. He's bleeding. He gets back up. And he continues to charge. That is what a leader looks like. Now, what's very interesting is we could see the D's, they are now making their moves, and they have now replaced Biden with Kamala, which is Obamala, and now she is running for president. Now, again, they still have the problem with Biden. But what's very interesting, and Patriots Are Control put this out, if we go back to 2020, Trump basically told us how Biden was going to be taken out. He said, they're going to take it away from him. Sign this. Okay, what is it? Doesn't matter. Just sign it. President was telling everyone that they were going to remove his powers and they were going to control the country. This is why Trump continually says, who's running the country? We know it's not Biden. And if it isn't Biden and we're approaching war, what do you think is going to happen? I do believe they're going to have to remove Biden in the end. And the majority of Americans right now, including a significant number of Democrats, now see Biden's falling mental health as a national security threat. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said 61% see Biden's mental decline as the threat to national security. So the people now, without war, without an event, they're seeing him as a national threat. What happens when the country is attacked? What happens when there's attack from those people that came over the border? And maybe they're terrorists and they have an event in this country. What happens if there's a nuclear missile that is headed towards this country and it's shot out over the ocean? You think this percentage is going to go way, way up? Absolutely. Rasmussen Reports also put this out. 52% agree Biden should resign as president or resident, actually. So we have 52% of the people saying he should resign, 61% saying he's a national security threat. Take all that and put that out to when war and events happen. They're going to have to remove him in the end. And I do believe they will. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is since Kamala Harris is, she comes from California, all of a sudden Newsom, he is cleaning up everything. Okay, it's time to clean up the homeless. Okay, Newsom now is urging Oakland to end the policy stopping police from chasing criminals. Well, didn't they put all these policies in place? Didn't they defund the police? Didn't they allow the homeless all over the streets? They're doing this to create a picture that, hey, everything's great in California. That's where Kamala comes from. Don't worry about that. So once again, they caused these problems. Now they're cleaning up their problems because their candidate is from California. Absolutely unbelievable. But Andy Ngo, he actually researched Anna Rice. And the Kamala campaign, they celebrated Anna Rice for being the BIPOC design lead who rebranded Harris and her new campaign logo. But Andy Ngo looked into Rice, and Rice has been urging extreme political violence and arson attacks for years. And this is his investigation. As American cities were besieged by political violence from rioters, now Kamala, lead designer Anna Rice, urged for the arson attacks to continue. She even wanted to take part in looting. Kamala, lead designer Anna Rice, has locked down her X account after my report about her calls for extreme political violence was published. So that is very, very interesting. And I think people are starting to realize who Kamala really is. And they're understanding that she's not innocent in all this. She's actually the one that helped remove the resident. 54% say there was a cover-up of Biden's health, and Kamala was involved. 92% said Kamala was involved, at least a little, in the cover-up. So the poll asks the question, do you think there has been a cover-up of Joe Biden's health? Yes, 54%, no, 30%, unsure, 16%. And 92% said Harris was involved. Another 88% said the establishment media, and 95% said White House staff. So the people know, they understand who was involved in all this. They're not fooling the people. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Obama, he threatened to use the 25th Amendment to remove Joe Biden after his medical incident in Las Vegas and had Kamala's approval to do so. So they were going to have a coup with the 25th Amendment if Biden didn't go along with what they said they wanted him to do. Now, once again, I do believe this narrative is now be putting out there, letting everyone know the 25th Amendment is in play, because as we approach war and we have a national security threat, people are going to say, okay, what's going on here? We need to remove him. And I do believe that is going to come into play right before the election. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that, once again, we know that Obama didn't want Kamala, but did want Kamala. Really think about this. Going back to the 2020 election, he wanted Kamala to win because he knew he'd be able to control Kamala very, very easily. Moving into the 2024 elections, yes, he wanted Kamala, but he doesn't want Kamala to finish this out because, once again, he knows the poll numbers aren't going to be there. And I do believe that he needed Kamala as a stepping stone, because how do you step over Kamala and just bring another person in? I don't think the people would accept it, especially if you brought in a white individual, like this report is saying. Obama wanted to bring in Mark Kelly. Now, remember, Mark Kelly, his wife, she was shot in a mass shooting, and this is former Democratic Representative Gabby Giffords. And again, this was the time that Obama was president. So do you think this would have played out okay if they said, okay, Biden, he's no longer going to be the resident running for presidential election. We're going to step over Kamala and we're going to bring in this white guy, Mark Kelly. How do you think the country would have reacted to this? I don't think it would have gone over well. So yes, does he want another candidate? Absolutely. Does he want Mark Kelly? I think this is one of those shell games where, yeah, where's the little marble? Where'd it go? I do believe he did this to say, okay, Kamala, we need her. Now we're going to bring in another candidate. He already set up the narrative that they're going to bring somebody else in. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they want Obama front and center. And that reminds me of Post 3515. This is July 27th, and it's referring to Post 3325. It says, why would a president of the United States, Hussein, assign renegade as his United States Secret Service code name? Define renegade, a person who deserts and betrays an organization. Synonyms, traitor, defector, deserter, turncoat, betrayer. So right there, that tells you that Obama is a traitor. He picked his own United States Secret Service name, which is renegade. And that should tell you everything you need to know. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they want to bring them front and center. Remember, Obama is telling us that his administration is scandal-free. I do believe Trump, since he was in the White House and he was the president, he got to see all the declassified information, or the classified information, which he declassified. He knows everything that Obama has done. And I do believe he wants him front and center to show the world. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see the fake news. They're trying to convince people that Trump is going to drop JD and they're going to bring on Nikki Haley. Now, remember, the fake news, they're trying to use information to shape certain things. Remember, this is an information war. The Patriots, they use information for misinformation and disinformation. The deep state players, they use information for misinformation and disinformation. Both sides use this, but we could see the Patriots now, with all the digital soldiers, they have the actual control of the information, because every time the fake news tries to put this information out, what happens? It's debunked in a matter of seconds. So I do believe the Patriots right now are the controllers of the information and are winning the information war. Now, like we said from the very beginning, we're having the Olympics right now. It's happening out in France. And what's very interesting is that French trains, they derailed. And it looks like it was a coordinated attack. And it looks like a far left group is taking responsibility for this. So basically, they're attacking now. And they're openly saying, yes, it is us. We are doing this. Also, Paris was hit by a power outage. A lot of the power went out. There's a lot of rains and things like that. But once again, you can see their infrastructure is not really where it's supposed to be. And during the Olympics, you do not want the power to go out. And people are showing pictures of the power outages. But the other thing that's very interesting, and this is coming from Entrepreneur, and they put out an article that says cyber attacks are inevitable. So stop preparing for if one happens. Start preparing for one will. And they're talking to all the businesses right now. And it looks like they came out with this message letting us know, and I do believe the World Economic Forum has also put this message out, saying that you have to be resilient. Prepare for what's coming. And I do believe they're prepping for a cyber attack. Because this time around, I don't believe they'll have the ability to cheat like they did back in 2020. So this time, they're going to try to cheat, But I do believe they're going to change tactics in the end. Plus, we have all the evidence now coming out from the 2020 election, and it's making it a lot worse for them. Liz Harrington put this out and said, the Secretary of State failed to mention that these unpaid consultants hijacked the entire election, ran logic and accuracy testing behind closed doors and signature verification and lack thereof, and printed test ballots for no apparent reason. They didn't bother to try to explain why he was sent the election results over 17,000 votes short after the recount deadline. Rasmussen Reports responded to this and said, okay, this is all about Georgia, by the way. The 2020 election hijack, a private election consulting group paid in part by Mark Zuckerberg, arrived in Fulton County, Atlanta, just in time to help manage the 2020 election. Joe Biden did not win in Georgia 2020. And he didn't. This was all staged, and every step of the way, people are now seeing how they cheated. This is why it's going to make it very, very difficult for them to cheat again. I do believe they're going to change their tactics. Ed Krasenstein put this out, and it's very, very interesting poll. He said, Donald Trump was found guilty of fraud. He had his business shut down for fraud. He was held liable in court of sexual abuse. His properties made millions from foreign governments looking to curry favors while he was president. Who are you voting for? Now, about 108,000 people voted, and it says Kamala Harris, 16.8%, Trump, 80.4%, RFK Jr., 2.8%. I think this tells you everything you need to know. And take this and then move this out to the presidential election. If we use paper ballots, which I do believe we're going to use, what do you think the results are going to be? If they are these results right here, he's going to show the deep state players, I have the people. The people now are telling me they're ready to take back this country. And Trump, he put this message out at his rally. He says, by this time next year, America's borders will be strong, sealed, and secure. Inflation will be in full retreat. Our economy will be roaring back. Optimism will be surging. The American dream will be thriving again for citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed. Law and justice will reign in all throughout our land. Freedom will be restored. The flame of liberty will be burning bright. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the worst administration in this history of our country, will be fading memory of the past, and our great silent majority, including the once forgotten men and women of our country, will be the ones shaping America's magnificent future, where I am the 47th president of the United States. He's letting you know what's going to happen when he's elected, and he will be elected. But remember, we have to get there. So the deep state players, they're going to try everything in their power. And let's go back to post 3529. This is July 28, 2019. It says, while Congress is away, the month of August is traditionally a really hot month. Nature is unpredictable. So I do believe the deep state, they're going to try many, many different things. And I do believe there's going to be other things that are going to be hitting the deep state from the Patriots. Think about that for a second. Think about what we are seeing right now. I do believe the deep state players, they are panicking, they're scared, and they're going to do a lot of stupid things. And Trump and the Patriots, they are preparing for this. They are ready for them to do all these things because they're going to trap them in their agenda, trap them in their narrative, and expose them to the people that they are the true enemies of this country. And I do believe that's exactly what we're going to see. Yes, is it going to be dark? Yes, is it going to be scary? Is it going to wake a lot of people up? Is it going to bring people to Trump's side? Absolutely. But sometimes you got to show the people, and sometimes it has to be this way. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.